Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the center part of the state of Israel. There is a prophetic connection between the Jewish feast and the fruit trees in Israel. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Next Friday evening at sundown begins the three fall feasts. You're talking almost about a month worth of Jewish feast days. People in Israel encouraging Christians and others around the world to get involved in planting trees, especially as it approaches Rosh Hashanah, and especially fruit trees. Why is this connected to Rosh Hashanah?
Well, Jimmy, the tradition is that our Hebrew calendar, while technically the year begins on Rosh Hashanah, we have different periods when the fruit trees, once planted, can be eaten from only after 3 years. All of our holidays, in addition to relationship between man and man, man and God, man and the divinity, it's also between man and the land. The land is very important in Judaism.
And I was reading from a rabbi's post. I was seeing that he was talking about Ezekiel 36, where the prophet is actually talking to the land of Israel. Verses 6 to 11 talks about when you come back into the land, and he said, I will multiply the fruit trees, and I will multiply man on the land with the fruit trees. And he brought forward that the fruit trees are basically an evidence of the glory of God. I thought that was a great connection.
Actually, the first chief rabbi of Israel, he quotes from the Talmud that the end of times becomes apparent when you see the land coming back to life and fruit trees giving fruit. You'll find all these quotes in the Bible because if we have reached a specific time in world history, the land of Israel once again flourish and flower and prove that the Jewish people have returned. And I think, and as you know, there are many Christians who come here to help us with the harvesting of the grapes, and they also want to be part of this miracle that is recreated due to the prophets seeing that this would take place.
Winky Medad with the details behind the connection between the Jewish feast and the fruit trees in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As you take a moment to read Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 8 to 11, you will recognize the prophetic truth found in this passage of prophecy. This is where God foretells his plan for the land of Israel that he has promised the Jewish people. That promise speaks of the time when the Jews return to the land, and then the Lord will give them an abundance of fruit in the land for the purpose of confirming his fulfillment of his promise and his prophecy, both of which are being fulfilled today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...